Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
All right. Are you ready for the new month and the word for the month? Very, very precise. So let's start. Psalm chapter 1. Psalm 1. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Let's do something. And this is serious, right? Now I'm going to look at the book of Psalms. Very short chapter, chapter 1. We're going to learn something. But I want every word you hear to cause a mark in your spirit. Great. And the only way that is going to happen is when your spirit is open enough to receive the word. So in a few minutes, seriously now, speak in other tongues. Because when the word of God enters inside of you, Jesus said, it's a seed and to produce results. It's supposed to bear fruit. And last week we learned when you pray, you're intentional about your praying. Let's enter the brand new week with the word of God. With the word of God in your spirit. You're leaving this place full of peace, leaving this place full of joy, all burdens lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. Leko brakhasiga doshara vekta ligredesha. Leko braneska iga doshara vaktusara brakhasiga dosha. For in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let's start. Look at this. All right? Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you sure?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. Verse 1. He said, blessed is the man. I'm that blessed man. Anytime I see a blessing or a blessed man, that's me. So he's going to describe my behavior. Are you in this place? He's going to describe my behavior. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And when you see an ungodly man, you will know him. Doesn't matter how successful he seems. Doesn't matter how wealthy he looks. He says, blessed is that man that is not motivated by what he sees outward. They are beginning to take the advice of the ungodly. He says, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't say my uncle in the village, he doesn't know God. He's not a Christian. Actually, he's a traditionalist. But he speaks wisdom. What wisdom? He can't speak wisdom. Because wisdom is the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he wants to know the blessed man like me and you. We don't listen to ungodly people. They can't tell us how to behave. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
We don't take advice from them. We don't care about their quotes or their motivations. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the blessed man. And if you're not sure if you're blessed, you can learn from here. It says, that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Doesn't matter how smart it sounds. Oh, I'm thinking in John 11, the Bible says the elders were together, and Caiaphas, the high priest, said, don't you know it is expedient for us that one man should die for the nation and the whole nation does not perish? They were plotting to kill Jesus. And so Caiaphas said, it is better this man dies than all of us die because of what this man is doing. Sounded smart. Are you in this place? It sounded as though they thought, this is such a blessing, they thought killing Jesus would put an end to their problems. Once this man dies, the miracle is over. The wahala is over. Do you understand? But then Jesus said the word is a seed. And he was and is the word of God. When you bury a seed, it doesn't just die. If it dies, it comes back again. Plenty. So one way to destroy a seed is not to bury it. So what Caiaphas was saying sounded smart. But it was God's strategy for the multiplication of the sons of God.
Yes.
So here he's telling you that the counsel of the ungodly might sound smart, but if you want to walk in the blessing, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You want to be blessed. I mean, that blessing that doesn't run out. It says you despise their counsel. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is the only motivation for what you do. Not because it sounded smart. Someone said it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. He's still talking about my behavior. So me, I don't walk in the council. I mean, if you know me. Any counsel of the ungodly, out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am what? Separated. I don't even hear it. Praise the Lord. He says, not standeth in the way of sinners. Yeah, it doesn't mean he's blocking sinners. It means he's standing in solidarity with sinners. No, there are people that, listen, oh dear, listen. Are you a Christian?
Yes.
You belong to a new kingdom.
Yes.
You have a new master.
Yes.
You can't do things anyhow.
Yes.
Don't say, you know, he's a Muslim. And he's not a Christian, but for this cause, we stand together. Look at the word of God. It says, no standard in the way of sinners. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are the ones who come to your light.
Mm.
So this is my behavior. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
You don't stand in solidarity, in camaraderie. You say, are we not all Nigerians? Are we not all Nigerians? Ha! Every Nigerian is going to hell, except those that are born again, because I have to add that one. Every American is going to hell, except those that are born again. So if you identify with that one first, something is wrong. You are a child of God first, and a child of the Word. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
That's the best man. He might look like a fool. He might look like he doesn't like fun. He might look like an outsider. But he's the one who's separated for a blessing. It says, blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. When I saw this, I thought, scornful there means people that mock. Have you seen people like that?
Yes.
They sit down and start mocking others. Say, see the leg, see the leg. This one has shoe. If this one has shoe, I know what we are shoe again. Have you seen some interesting folks? That said, I'd rather not have a car than to buy that one that should be inside that car. And it's a lie. It's a lie. Because same people will enter keke because they don't have a car. All right. He says, don't sit down with people like that. That they sit together, they have drink, and all they are doing is mocking everybody. Mocking everybody. Their compound people, their neighbors, their family members, the uncle in the village. You want to know the blessed man? It is that man that is sitting on his own and mockers come around him. Then he tells them, excuse me. And he goes. That should be your behavior. That is the behavior of the blessed man. Don't sit down and try to correct them. Say all of them, they are mocking, but I'm the one correcting them. That's not what he said. He said, don't sit in the seat of the scornful. You know, when I saw this, I just thought, you know, there are people like this and it's so sad. How can you sit down and be mocking others? Look at your own life. Jesus said, you can't give what you don't have. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
If all you are giving is mockery, something about you should be mocked. It's bad character. And here the word of God is saying that those that are blessed, you don't see them there. You don't see them there. I mean, you look at the word of God. In the life of Jesus, who were those that mocked him? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your name might not be in the word of God, but your character is there. Whatever character you're exhibiting today, we can trace it in the word of God. And the good part is, when we trace it, we can tell how you end up. Because we'll see how the person who had the same character with you ended up. So he says, don't sit with those that are scornful. Look at Jesus' life when he walked on the earth. Did Jesus scorn anybody? No. Did he mock anybody? No. He was one who was mocked. Doesn't matter if they believe what you believe or don't believe what you believe. He says, don't do it. What will you gain by doing that? Nothing. You just look smart, only in your own eyes. In the word of God, it is foolishness. So the behavior of the blessed people, like me, we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, while you're walking, you might stop. But when we are standing, we don't stand in the way of sinners. And maybe you want to rest, so you sit. And when we are sitting, we don't sit in the seat of the scornful. If you ever find us sitting with people, you'll find us in Malachi 3, verse 16. Go there. Malachi 3, verse 16. It says, then they that fear the Lord. Do you fear God?
Yes.
I don't mean like you're scared of him. No, but honor and reverence. He will show you the behavior of those that fear the Lord. Because I told you, it's not enough to say, I fear God though. I fear God. No. There are some marks. It says, then they that fear the Lord speak often, one to another. That's their behavior. They are found with those that fear the Lord like them. Often, one to another. And the Lord what? Oh boy. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name. That is what you spend your time doing when you're with others, not mocking others. He says, think about his name. What can he do or what can he not do with his name? Verse 17. He says, and a book of remembrance. I like this one. A book of remembrance was written before him. This is not the book of life. You know, God is so organized. So if you want, he's a CEO. He's the creator and CEO. So he's so organized. So if you want to be a good CEO, don't say, I'm working by the Spirit. Anything goes. No, the same Spirit you're working by is very organized. You know, I was talking to people. I've said it twice last week. So this will be the third time. I was trying to tell them that, you know, when you're a Christian, we like the spectacular, right?
Yes.
So it is more Christian-y to wake up one morning and then you see a letter in your mail without application that you're not the CEO of Mobi. That is ripe for a testimony, are you in this place?
Yeah.
So you like spectacular things that go against the natural order. That's a miracle. But then you have to remember that the natural order was set by the miraculous God. And so it is not every time you go against the natural order. At times you have to go in the natural order. For example, Jesus walked on water. Then he entered the boat. And after that, did he walk on water again? No. He entered the boat. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
All right. So I'm trying to say that when you're a Christian CEO, I'm just like digressing. You should be like God. Because here he says a book of remembrance. Doesn't mean God will forget without the book. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, he's a faith God. According to that which is written. So there must be some documents to his action. to say the book of remembrance was written. So the question is, when God comes to your parlor or your uncle's parlor where you're at and is listening to what you're saying, is there a book of remembrance that will be written for you? Okay, verse 17. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Verse 17. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. He said, listen, these people are gathered together thinking about my name instead of mocking others. They're meditating on the word. He says, write their name. There's something for them. A time will come, I will decorate their life with beauty. That's what he's trying to say here. He says, I will spare them. That means, oh my goodness, this doesn't mean the one that bad thing is happening and then God is sparing you. No, it means that if by adventure they err, they will be spared. Verse 18. I like this one. Verse 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You know, there is a popular thing people do. Say, Lord, have I not been faithful? Lord, listen, he knows about your faithfulness more than you. And he's saying that in that faithfulness, there's a book of remembrance. One day, to be clear, that those that are faithful to him, there's a difference. There'll be a difference in your life. So if you want to sit amongst people, ensure you sit among those that fear the Lord. Not those that are mocking others. Go back to Psalm 1, please. Those that are mocking others, those that are criticizing others. You know, there are people who don't like results. It doesn't matter how they say, I like results. No, their behavior will show you. Because if you like results, you will not waste your time talking about something that will not change based on what you say. Mocking that lady's shoe doesn't mean you have bought her a new one. No. If you were serious about a change, you'll get her a new one. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
All right, so still verse 1. It says, blessed is the man. Are you learning something?
Yes, Pastor.
Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Maybe you're on your own and sinners gather you. That blessed man is the one that will say, excuse me, and he's going. You look at a lot of people standing, and there's one man that is going the other way. That's the blessed man. Nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. I mean, the conversation can start normal. Do you understand? Oh, the sky is blue, thank God. The grass is green, thank God. But I've been saying that man that bought that car is a thief. When it gets to that, if you're a blessed person, say, excuse me, and you go. Say, are you going? Say, yes. Next time, they'll not bring that gist for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 2. All right. So the first thing, he's telling you where you will not find the man. The second thing, he says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That should be your behavior. That's your behavior as a blessed man. Your delight is in the word of God. And telling you here, he's telling you that you are not born with your emotions. You can change them. The way you are excited about football, nobody can stop you when it's that match. He says you can be that excited about the word of God. And when you train yourself to be that excited, he says the blessing is yours. He says his law doth he meditate day and night. That is what fuels your meditation, the word of God. Not some gist, not even the problems in your family, but the word of God. He says that man is blessed. How do you know, someone can look at and say, Pastor, I want to delight in the word of God. But honestly, at times when I'm reading a novel, I just read first, second, third. I'm okay. When I'm reading the Bible, there's something about it. As I'm reading, I begin to sleep. All right. It's okay. All right? It has happened to a lot of people, myself included. But you see, you train your desires. And how do you do that? By spending time with what you want to like. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Let me give you a personal example, not my own, general personal example. You can have a guy and a lady, and they are not interested in themselves. They start working together in a company. in the office. They are okay. They greet themselves. Hello, hi, hello, hi, hello, hi. 2 months later, have you eaten? No, can I get something to eat? Okay, hello, bye. 3 months later, call. Have you gotten home? What's happening? Because they are spending time together, they're beginning to like themselves. After 1 year, no, this person I must marry. I can't imagine myself without him. But a year ago, didn't even care. What does that tell you? It means your emotions can be cultivated. Yeah. You know, people right now say, if we know this person, I will die. Story. And then same people years later, they say, I can't believe I actually liked this. Is this the person? So the same way, the same method, you want to desire the word, try this. Let that match be going on, but for once, put it off and go open your Bible. Everything you'll be saying, push it. You hear, go, hey! Everything, everything. But you know what? You're training yourself. You're training yourself. Sooner than later, you won't even care anymore. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, and that's why the Bible tells us, digressing, but it's important to hear it. The Bible says, husband, love your wife. Have you heard that before?
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. He didn't say marry who you love. Even though that one is okay, it's important too. Somehow. Praise the Lord. He didn't say marry who you love. Say love who you marry. Because if you marry who you love, at times the love might run out. But if you're committed to love who you marry, no matter what, and what he's trying to tell you is that that emotion, even though when you marry them, because strictly of the word of God, you didn't like them 100%, he's trying to tell you that emotion can be built and that commitment can be built. Same thing with the word of God. You might not feel like it at first, but build your commitment to the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Remind me, there's something I want to share with you. Okay? In John 14. So if I say we've ended, just say, John 14, and I'll show you. All right. So he says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You see, this is building your emotions. When you consciously think about something day and night, if day and night you consciously think about pounded yam, I assure you the next day you eat pounded yam. In fact, you begin to see pounded yam everywhere. Has happened to you before?
Yes.
Maybe you see a car you like. Now, everywhere you go, you see the car. Everywhere. So he's saying, the blessed man has trained his desires to remain in the word of God. Puts away useless gists. Useless gists. And his focus is in the word of God. Until people begin to know you, they say, this one, if you bring this gist, he has nothing to say. But give him message now. He will talk from now to tomorrow. And that's a good thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Not the people that sit down and they tell you what's happening in Aso Rock. Meanwhile, they've never been to Abuja before. All right. He's going to tell you the results. Let's continue with the verse. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree. This is the blessing. Remember, he's saying, blessed is the man, blessed is the man. So, what exactly is the blessing? He's going to tell you the blessing. He says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's me. He's planted by the rivers of water. You're not going to look for water. He's planted by the rivers of water. He says, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what? Ah, this is the reason why some people have not been prospering. This is the reason why some people have not been prospering. Where do they find you? Always in useless gist. Always in gossip. You can't prosper. He says, the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, doesn't stand with sinners, doesn't sit down mocking people. He says, whatsoever he does shall prosper. Those people have been in limitation all along, he didn't know. But now the word of God has shown you. Look at that. Look at that. Your desire can affect and influence your prosperity. He says, if you delight in the law of the Lord and meditate day and night, he says, whatsoever. Oh, dear Lord. This is me. I say, I'm putting my name there. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. When God tells you something like this, you take him seriously. If someone else told me, I wouldn't care. But this is the God that knows everything. He says, this is the secret. Mind your association. Focus on the word of God. Whatsoever you do, shall prosper. But there's something I want you to see in this verse 3. It says, and shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Other verses put, when it's time. In due time. When it is required. Let me read one verse, one translation for you. All right. That's the ISV. It says, he will be like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in its season. What does that tell you? It means that when you require the results, when you require the resource, you would have it. That is the promise of the word of God. That is true wealth. True wealth is not gathering a lot of things. They could rust. They could be stolen. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
True wealth is when you require it, you have it. Jesus didn't travel 5,000 loaves of bread. That would have been lots of load. And the fishes would have spoiled. But when he needed it, he got it. That is prosperity. Someone can be posting, I have 1 million in my account. What if what you need is 3 million? Then you're finished. So if you judge your prosperity by what you have right now, you're looking at the wrong thing. He says, the man that meditates on the word day and night, at any junction, when he needs that thing, he will get it. He might not have it right now, but if he needs it, he'll get it. No wonder, irrespective of what I have, I rejoice. Are you in this place? I rejoice. God is not limited by what I have. When I need something with what I have, I will get it. And he is the creator, meaning he can create circumstances. He can even create the resource for me. So I don't judge my life, my future, based on the money in my account. When I need the money, it will come. That's faith. Imagine if you thought that way, the worries would disappear. Because you're not thinking, how much do you have right now? 20,000. It's in 6 p.m. By 6 p.m., the money you need, you will have. That's what Jesus said. He said, a man's life doesn't consist in the abundance of his possessions. Doesn't. What if the possessions are stolen? For those people who had money in Naira, 2019, the money is now worth half the price. So if they kept that money in 2019, very boastful, that value has decreased by 50%. You that probably did not keep the money, relax. When you require it, you get it at its right value, 100%. You know, God is so amazing. I said, God is so amazing. He sent Moses out with a stick. Have you thought of that before? You know, you have Ukrainians fighting Russians. When the Russians invaded, they didn't invade with a stick. Is that what they did? They had armory. They had weapons. All load. Because of that weapons and armory, they couldn't even move fast enough. So everybody, the whole community, international community, could see as they were moving. They said they'll get to that place in the next 3 days, 4 days. Why? Because of load. God didn't stress Moses with load. He gave him what? Rod is too nice. Stick. Right?
Yes,
said, what's in your hand? The Egyptians had the chariots. Are you in this place?
Yes,
they had the power, the physical power. That's why he said, you will bring forth fruit in a season.
Yes.
When it is required, when it is necessary. Do you know God never told Moses that rod could divide a sea? Didn't tell him. He didn't know. Imagine if he knew. Imagine. When they were calling, they said, run, I have something, run. We didn't know. But you know what? When he required water parting rod, the rod he had became water parting rod. No need to carry load. When he needs it, he will have it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you in this place? Leave your friend that has all the shoes. They can't wear everything at once. Are you in this place?
Yes,
that have all the clothes, that have all the employment letters, they can't go to all the jobs at once. The one you need, when you need it, you would get it. No confusion.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes,
he says you bring forth fruit in season. In season. You know, something we learned in devotional, he said he would exalt you in due time. And I was just praying, I prayed people saw that devotional. So inspirational. He says your promotion will come in due time.
Yes.
When it is time, nothing can stop it. Are you in this place?
Yes,
when it is time, it will happen with the supernatural intervention of God. When it was time for Jesus to come to this world, they tried to kill him. Herod. Joseph didn't have a clue to hide Jesus. God had to send an angel. God was involved because it was due time. So here you can see I've been meditating on the word of God since. I've been going to church since. Since I feared the Lord, you know, they talk about his name. Me, I've not seen any book of remembrance in my name. Right? You can be doing that. No one be conscious that there is a due time. In a day, things can change. In a day. David, one morning, was a shepherd in the bush. By evening, he was a king of Israel and Judah. In few hours, everything changed. How long did it take God to save humanity? 3 days and 3 nights. But he had been planning it all along.
Yes.
And so, in due time, that means that the plan is going on right now. Don't give up.
Yes.
Don't give in. Don't complain. Something is happening. And at the right time, Lakosukavaya. You would explode into the reality.
Yes.
You need to hear what we'll teach next week. You would explode. That's what the Bible says in Joshua 1 verse 8. It says, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. That's KJV trying to make it sound nice. What that means is you would enter into prosperity suddenly. Are you in this place? It's not a process. It says suddenly to appear. Suddenly. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It says, and then when you bring forth fruit, your leaf shall not wither.
Yes.
Whatsoever you do,
shall prosper.
So, he's showing you what your behavior should be. Speaking on the tongues. I want it to soak. Soak. Lekabaka sukarabaya. Reboko sukate gredo sukanamaye. Zikabaka sote gradosha kati gradesa. Leko bakasa negrenon sukade gradesa kia. Lakoza ken grad ishka to grevetu supaya kade grades. Leko brakoza ramande ligadesa. Le kadagrad o sukaka bakasekete nikabaye labrado sukade remakasa kadaya nibakasa katekeke rebako zaramande ligredosha nibakasekendongrede sikadosh le bakasa kadaya lebrado saramande ligredosha nibakaya lebos lekendongrede sekera lebakaya. Amen. That is the blessing of God. When you need it, it is there. The Bible tells us that Jesus was about to enter Jerusalem. And he told his disciples, you go, you see a T-junction, you see an ass there, lose it, and bring it. He didn't travel with the ass. Are you in this place? That was a vehicle. He didn't travel with a vehicle. But when he needed a vehicle, he got one. During the ceremony, I asked the master, where should we go and pray? He said, all right, move. You see a man carrying load. Follow him. The hall you see, prepare it for us. He didn't go around with the hall ticket. Hall seat. But when he needed a hall, he got it. This week, in the name of Jesus. At any given point, you meet what you require. The resource you require, you get it instantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go to Matthew 6. So be glad this week. Don't judge your life based on what you have right now. Because God is not limited by what you have. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
I remember when it was years ago, we're sharing. I'm trying to remember the message now, maybe later. And we're talking about moving jobs. How that in a country you can say there are no jobs, there are no contracts, nothing, everything has ended. But you don't get disappointed by that. You keep speaking the word. So that job you require will meet you when you need it. So there might not be jobs right now, but jobs can enter a country. Do you know that? In 2016, I remember the then President Obama said, manufacturing jobs have left the U.S. They are not coming back again. They have to move on to the future. IT, green energy, story. When the new president came in, those manufacturing jobs that left, all the companies came back in and employed people. And so you don't base your life based on what's happening in the economy. What is my result? What is this? No, that's why he gives you supernatural intervention, speaking the word of God, believing the word of God. When you need it, it will appear.
Yes.
When you need it will appear.
Yes.
The day you're graduating is when that company is deciding they want to start something in Nigeria. Remember what Philip shared with us? How that the lady got employed to employ him, then left. So every day, be excited, truly. Because it's not based on what you have right now. It's not based on what's going on right now. Your confidence is based on what God can do.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, Matthew 6, verse 32. Matthew 6, verse 32. I just want to show you this one. All right, let's start from a comfortable position. Go to verse, because I've closed. Let's go to verse 25. Let's start from there. All right? He says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat? Any body more than raiment? Verse 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap. These ones are not diligent, lazy birds, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. At least they go out to look for food and they are not hungry. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? He said, no matter how much you think, you can't grow taller. Are you in this place? Verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment, that is clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. He's saying those flowers, that nobody cares about, except people that like to act as though they like to smell of nature. All right? He says, Solomon, in all his glory, was not coated like those grass that people match. So, if these ones are so beautiful, if God can clothe them that much, how much more you? Verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? or wherewithal shall we be clothed? He says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. This is why I'm saying this. He's saying, don't think, what would I eat? God already knows. So when it's time to eat, you'll get food. Are you seeing that? He's saying, when you need it, you would get it. Don't think there's a wedding ceremony, what will I wear? He says, listen, your dad knows. And when it is time, you would get it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you don't determine or you don't judge or measure your blessing based on what you have. No. You know what? You're a blessed man. You're a blessed man. Meaning that at any given time you require something, it will show up. That's a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's a blessing. But it tells you what to do to ensure you're walking in the blessing. He says, listen, meditate on the word. But before that, he had told us, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So make up your mind. Any advice from whoever that does not have the Spirit of God in him, he's not advising according to the word of God from today. Bye-bye. Why? Because that's the limitation to my prosperity. Are you in this place? You take God's word seriously. That is how you do the word. You start thinking, who are those people I've been listening to? Alaji Musa near Biapalo. Today, off. Delete the number. Are you in this place? Iya Shakira, my neighbor, selling fish. Delete it. You know, that's how people store people's name. That's what you do. He says, does not stand in the way of sinners. Anytime you pass that street, you see some people, you start talking nonsense. From today, another street. Does not sit in the seat of scornful. Doesn't matter if there is a soon there. No way. You're gone. So then you see the blessing. Things will change. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
Things will change. Listen, when God tells you to do something, do it. No matter how simple it sounds. Are you in this place? No matter how ridiculous it might seem, it is in doing the word that you get the results. Jesus told those men serving at a wedding at Cana. He said, take and serve the master of ceremony. When they went to take the water, it was water that they used to wash their hands. The water did not turn into wine to give them faith. Are you in this place? Actually, that would not have been faith. They fetched the water. It was still dirty water. While they were going, it was still dirty water. But you have to finish the instruction. When they gave it to the man and he tasted it, it became wine. I mean, they should have expected a slap. Maybe they gave him a deal like this. But it is in doing the word that you get the results. Jesus told that man that had been paralyzed, crippled for 38 years in John 5. He says, rise, take up your bed and walk. So simple. But immediately he did it. Things changed. That's my point. No matter how simple it is, immediately into the word of God, that change, that astronomical change would happen. Now he's saying, if you begin to sieve out all those people you're taking advice from that don't advise according to the word of God, you begin to see changes. The change you require, you would see it. Let me show you one thing. One last thing. Proverbs. I'll read it from here. You can go back home and check in the KJV. Proverbs 22 verse 3. This is the T4T translation. Proverbs 22 verse 3. It says, those who have good sense. Do you have good sense? It says, those who have good sense realize that there is something dangerous ahead and they avoid it. Look at it. It says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. God has already told you that if you don't want to walk in anyhow, 1 minute everything is well, the next minute everything is bad. He says, when you see evil, those your friends, separate them. But let me read here. He says, those who have good sense realize that there is something dangerous ahead and they avoid it. Those who do not have good sense, just keep going and later they will suffer because of doing that. So when the word of God has given you an instruction, he says, follow it. If you you meet your wahala in future. Look at it. It says, a prudent man foresees the evil ahead of himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You already know working with this person will lead to an unfulfilled life. Don't be simple. Don't go ahead. Be a prudent man. Disappear from that relationship. Same thing in 27. Go to 27. Proverbs 27, verse 12. I just want you to see the same book. A prudent man, same thing. Foresee the evil and hide it himself. But the simple pass on and are punished. You want to live a prosperous life? He tells you your behavior. He tells you your behavior. Are you in this place? He tells you your behavior. Only the word of God is good enough for you. Only the word of God. It doesn't matter how sound it sounds, how smart it sounds. You ask, where in the word of God do you have this idea? That is a prosperous man. You don't stand with sinners. You don't gossip with them. You don't mock others. That is a prosperous man. Then he says, meditate on the word day and night. Day and night. He says, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Put the word in your mind. Do you understand? Put the word in your mind. Force attention on your own and the wrong thought comes. Replace it with the verse of scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Very simple. But put the word in your mind. He says, day and night. When you're thinking, how do I pay school fees? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Put the word in your mind. Put it in your mouth. Meditate on the word day and night. And this month we're going to do it because, you know, we pray every week. But we're going to send meditations that you can pray with. Because the month of June is a month of meditation. Meditating on the word. Meditating on the word. Day and night. The word of God is your new friend. The word of God is the one that gives you counsel. All those friends with their wise wisdom, intelligence, gone. The word of God is now your pal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said I want to show you something in John 14. Look at you. Did you really remember? Yes. I should not have said it. I should have waited. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let me look for it. All right. It's everywhere. John 14:23. But let's start from the top. Go to 15 first. It says, if you love me, what? Right? Talking about behaviors, I just want to mention this. It says, if you love him, it's not by singing. You can sing from now to tomorrow. If your voice is nice, we'd enjoy it. Right? If you love him, keep his commandments. Meaning, no matter how tough things get, keep the word. No matter how challenging it might get for you to give up, keep the word. That is a proof of your love for him. If you love him, keep the commandments. So it goes beyond just getting what you want to your love for Jesus. Go to verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, see it again. He will keep my words. If he really loves me, he will keep my words. He will hold on to it. You know, we learned, I think in John 8:55 says, I know my Father and I keep his saying. That was Jesus talking. Now he's saying, if you love him, keep his word. Keep it. Decide to do the word of God and keep it. Now the word of God says, don't walk with the ungodly. Keep it. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
That is a proof that you love him, not by the song you're singing. Not by saying every time, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. Who am I without him? It's in how you keep his word. You hold on to his word, irrespective. You don't change. You don't waver. That is true love. He once told, he said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? True love for Jesus is keeping his word. You might not be the most expressively emotional about Jesus. Are you in this place? People, when they worship, they cry. And that is beautiful. People, when they talk about Jesus, they become emotional. He is the Lord of my life. And that is nice. But that doesn't mean anything. If you actually love him, you will keep his word and add all those ones. Those ones is paint on a building. Do you understand? The paint is nice, but there must be a building first. Imagine a guy buys paint with no building. Do you love Jesus? Go back and look at Psalm 1. Look at it verse by verse and say, this must be my behavior. Is this the behavior of the blessed man? This must be my behavior from today. He said, we are just here. Welcome. Say, no, I don't need to behave that way. I don't behave like that. And people cannot bring useless gist to you anymore. Even those ones that bring gist disguised as advice. I just want your opinion on that car that they bought now. Is it a nice car? What do you think? Of course, it's not advice. It's gossip. Have you learned something today? Say it's my month of meditation. And the word of God fills my mind day and night. And I am like the tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in due season, and whatsoever I do prospers in Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead and speak in other tongues.